This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baseball season starting next week, so the Tampa Bay Rays are getting ready to go. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. A special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler we're there as at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, that's UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag,
of the
United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Frank, we start with the border because a couple of things happened yesterday. Donald Trump sent out a press release from 45office.com, his unofficial website for the office of the president, the 45th president. And he literally chastised, as he should have, Alejandro Mayorkas, who went on television yesterday and just lied again to the American people about what's going on in the border. When the hell are we going to get the truth out of somebody in this administration as to what's going on that border? You and I know what's going on the border.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything cohesive and valuable out of this administration about what's going on the border. That's why they have a media blackout on what's going on down there. You're not going to see any reporters ever going down there with any officials. They can't afford to have those optics. You know, when you've got a government telling a media that you can't go here, that means something bad is going on. And by the way, they don't have the right to tell the media you can't go here. They're saying that it's because of privacy and COVID-19. COVID restrictions are the purview of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Dot. Nothing. There is no argument about that. The precedent has been set. And I can tell you right now that Governor Abbott didn't tell the media not to go there.
Nope.
And two, illegal immigrants aren't provided privacy rights under American law. So this, you can't be there because of privacy and COVID-19. The four-letter word that I'm using for them is bite and then me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, a true journalist would be down there defying that false request because there's no authority to make that request. You know, get down there with the camera, make sure mm-hmm. that you're documenting all this stuff, and get it out there. That's what the media is meant for. That's what a free press was protected.
Laura Logan was down there with Senator Portman, Rob Portman. He invited her to go along. So she not only got to go along, but she got to take her camera along.
Well, it's got to be more than one. Mm-hmm. It must be. It must be. Otherwise, journalism is dead in the United States. This is a story that deserves to be covered because it is a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get technical about it, and you and I understand this, Matt, what they're doing by overloading the system down there is executing a Cloward-Piven strategy.
They are.
They are overloading the system in Texas so that it will collapse, so the federal government can come in amidst the chaos to bring in radical change.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the $86 million that's going to go for hotel rooms for the illegal aliens?
I don't see where that was legislated, and the only people who can authorize money is Congress.
Yep, it wasn't, and I don't know where they're getting the money from.
Mm-hmm. So this expenditure is illegal, and the right, where are the people filing lawsuits about this?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it doesn't have to be Republicans either. It can be individuals. So now I'm pretty sure Judicial Watch will be in the middle of this shortly.
Well,
maybe even the ACLU.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or ACLJ, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, ACLU.
Yeah.
I'd like to see these organizations get there, but they must move quicker.
Mm-hmm.
They must move quicker. You know, the left always has lawsuits ready. Like it's like they've got them pre-filed in a filing cabinet. If Trump breathed wrong, there was a lawsuit filed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the right goes through these painstakingly long things, and then when the lawsuit's filed, the event is passed.
Well, Senator Rob Portman urged action right away to help the overwhelmed Border Patrol. And, of course, the response they got back was, well, President Biden will eventually go to the border at some point.
Yeah, and what did they do to President Bush during Katrina for just flying over and not getting down there in the water?
Chastised him.
They destroyed him in the media, and Biden's getting the pass. You know, Governor Abbott in Texas, who is usually level-headed, and is doing the right thing, I hope he's mulling a surprise action, because Texas should take control of this situation. Their constitution is being violated, and they have the right to act.
Well, they already did to a certain degree. We'll talk more about that, folks, when we come back with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out his podcast, check out his news headlines, check out the articles he writes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far away as Arizona. When a dad drove all the way over here to trade in his daughter's car on a new car and then drive it to Tampa where she goes to school at the University of Tampa to give her the car. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Clean trade-ins, got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, so go take advantage. By the way, want to sell your vehicle? Take it up to Moss. Get it appraised. They'll buy it from you. Now, you can upgrade your ride right now if you want to, or whether it's new or used, they can help you out. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great deals on their vehicles. Don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember Moss Nissan's slogan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And test drive the hottest new SUV on the market. That would be the Nissan Rogue. Okay. The website to check out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a boatload of money. And on Saturday, the 27th, coming up this week, come on up, free food, great time at Moss Nissan. And we'll have entertainment there with a big 72-inch screen. Well, actually, it's bigger than that. A great big outdoor screen TV, all cordoned off with tents and free food.
going to be a great time. And Frank Silvato said he might even consider driving all the way from the Panhandle down there for that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the corporate slingshot.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Donald Trump announced yesterday through Jason Miller, his former advisor, that sometime in the next 2 to 3 months, he's going to be starting his own new social media platform. Now, we talked about this when I first heard about it about 3 months ago, roughly. So this has been 6 months in the works. I think the servers are not going to be located here in the U.S. of A., which is a good thing, because, you know, when Parler came back, their servers are not in the USA either.
Yeah, sir. You know, you have to be judicious about where you house your stuff after the Amazon debacle.
Yep.
You know, when people can shut you down completely, it's time for the right. And I know we're using other people's servers. You know, I know we do. I know Parler does, and I know the Trump people are going to use other people's servers in other parts of the country. But it's time for the people on the right to grow their server capability here in the United States to be able to thwart what the left does with their server farms.
Right. Absolutely right. And we'll see where we go with all of this, because it's going to be interesting. Now, moving along, we talked about the border, but we haven't talked about little Dr. Fauci yet. You ready for this one?
Let me take my Pepto-Bismol.
Okay. A little noticed but wholly damning peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of Science of Public Health Policy and Law last October revealed that the CDC, fronted by little Dr. Anthony Fauci, disregarded federal laws and regulations in changing how the government counts deaths from COVID, inflating the mortality numbers as a result. I am so not shocked.
Yeah, I read this study from front to back, and these doctors, it's peer-reviewed, so it's been scrutinized by people in the scientific community. This is something that Facebook or Twitter can throw a flag on, although they probably will. What the CDC did is they unilaterally decided to change the protocol for how deaths are attributed in the data. It's supposed to go through a painstaking process that has to do with federal regulations, open comment periods, the whole shot. It would have given the doctors who don't believe this should have happened, which are many and they're all banned from social media, would have given the doctors with alternative viewpoints on this the opportunity to comment before these data set protocols were changed. And in there, and I got to paraphrase this, they looked at the deaths that have been attributed to COVID with the new protocol, which were into the hundreds of thousands, I believe, at least halfway through 160 or something like that. And by the old data set, COVID would have been responsible for 9,000 deaths here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So insignificant to the number of people who die from regular flu that it would not have been anything to shut down an economy for. Now, I'm not saying that the people who got COVID didn't get something that was pretty nasty. I've got a friend who got it, who was hospitalized. You get it, you got to take it seriously. And the vulnerable should take it seriously. But we should never, ever, ever, based on the data that we've been using for over 25 years, we never should have done what we did to the population here in the United States, ever.
Now, we have a question from Christine down in Sarasota. It's a logical question. She says, can't the news people use drones to spy on the border facilities by flying overhead? I don't think so, Christine, because the border was placed on restricted airspace under the state of emergency by then President Donald Trump. Now, I'm not sure if by reducing or eliminating the state of emergency, which is what Biden did, if he kept the airspace or not.
With the potency of the borders and the cameras that you have now on those drones, With how far away you could be with taking it, you could put a drone up there outside of the cordoned off airspace and see exactly what's going on. So I agree with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
They should be doing everything possible. By the way, state of emergency or not, that just means you can't engage with the Border Patrol because of the state of emergency. Doesn't mean you can't go down there and cover it. You're the news media. You've got First Amendment rights times two, free speech and freedom of the press. They can't encumber you. If they can implant people, if they can embed people with the U.S. armed forces in war zones, then the media can get down to the border and cover this thing. They just don't want to because it would screw up the narrative coming out of Jen Psaki's mouth.
Yeah, our circle back girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pronouncing the P because I think making that silent is oppressive.
There you go. Now, and by the way, we're not confusing it with the drink, the Jen Psaki drink either.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Although she sounds like she's drinking a lot of the times when
you
she
bet.
Gets up there.
Now, to the surprise of just about nobody in Louisiana, Frank, Julia Letlow, the widow of the late congressional representative down there who just barely got elected and died, they say, of COVID. But then again, he had other complications that might have caused his death, not COVID, won her seat by a large margin. Kudos to her.
Yeah, and I hope she has fidelity to the platform that her husband ran and got elected on. That's important because that's what the people wanted. So, you know, we need common sense, straight ahead, backbone people on the right. Lord knows some people in the Republican leadership in Washington don't have that in the Senate. Cough, cough, Mitch McConnell. But, you know, we need organic and granular Republicans to start bringing that homegrown common sense to Washington. So let's hope that she's part of that.
Before I get started on this story, can you stick around a little longer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, let me get this one out here. Democrats led by Georgia Senator Warnock are now pushing new federal gun restrictions after the Atlanta spa shootings. And, oh, by the way, folks, according to the law enforcement agencies involved, this will not be a hate crime. There is not enough concrete evidence to prove so.
I want to go back to, I believe it was 2003, when we had an Asian assailant kill 22 people up at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
22 white people. And now we have someone who kills six Asians and two white people, and all of a sudden it's Asian hate? Give me a break.
Yep. And good morning, George the Godfather. We'll be talking about you here in a second. Frank, you hold on, and folks will be coming right back with more with Frank Silvano from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, check him out, read his articles, sign up for his podcast, and you'll know what he knows when he knows it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate behavior at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol and has been recovering for the last 4 years. And the city of Miami Beach has voted to extend its curfew as it tries to control large crowds of spring breakers. The Miami Beach City Commission voted unanimously Sunday to extend its 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in its entertainment district every Thursday through Sunday until April 12th, considered the end of spring break. Miami Beach police have made more than 1,000 arrests since February 3rd. On Saturday, police fired pepper balls at crowds on South Beach as they tried to enforce the curfew. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty. I want you to join me this Saturday if you can, March the 27th from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, and we are going to have some games there, Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. And you can enjoy the tournament games on the Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. And it's a big one. Plenty of free food and drinks, too. Lots of shade for you to sit under. And you can look me up while you're at the event because I'm going to have something for you. It's a $500 coupon for a discount on your new or certified pre-owned used vehicle at Moss Nissan. You want to buy it? It's a $500 discount. You got to see me first before you go make your deal, and then take it along with you, and it's your $500 ticket to ride. Now remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment, for your next corporate or private tailgate party, you're going to love them and what they do. You'll get the chance to see them Saturday, and me too, from noon to 3 at Moss Nissan, US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan, US 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Stop on by, get that $500 gift certificate. Well, it's not gift certificate, sorry, coupon with a big discount on your car, new or pre-owned, and go from there. All right, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and website is with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, there's so much going on today. You could literally write a book about anything you wanted, but I'm going to go back to this one. Federal attorneys in North Carolina who have been investigating allegations of voter-related fraud regarding mail-in ballots over the past 18 months on Friday announced that 24 additional people had been charged. 20 of them are illegal aliens.
Yeah, I mean, there's every other country in the world, and this is why this is so maddening, every other country in the world, first or second world country in the world, has already banned mail-in voting because they say it's too vulnerable to vote fraud.
Yep.
Only here in the United States would one political party be so overt in their corruption to demand that mail-in voting, we need it because we have to make it easier for people to vote. Easier for people to vote? They're opening polls 30 days in advance.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get a certified absentee ballot. Most states,
yep,
it's changing in a lot of them now, but most states allow you excuse-free absentee ballot,
yep,
ballot doing if you can get the signatures done. Mail-in voting has never been free of vote fraud manipulation.
No.
Only Democrats seem to think that there are no, mm-hmm, that human nature doesn't exist.
And God
because
forbid.
Because human nature says it's going to be manipulated.
And God forbid if you ask them for voter ID, like, I don't know, picture ID?
Yeah, you can't do that, but you need a picture ID to buy booze. Need a picture ID. You have to give your firstborn to buy a weapon, and that's protected by the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
Know, but voting, you can't ask who you are, where you're from. You know, just give them the ballot. Don't look them directly in the eyes. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And people who are, I'm going to warn this again. I'm going to keep warning it until this thing is dead. Read H.R. 1.
Yeah.
And protest it as hard as you possibly can.
You bet.
Because it literally takes away your First Amendment rights to free speech when it comes to politicians and redressing your government. It's in the bill that you don't get to mention a politician's name, otherwise you are open to action by law enforcement.
Yep.
You need to protest this H.R. 1, and you need to do it loudly.
Yep. And Senator Roy Blunt from Missouri, he's retiring, he's not running again, says that Congress, not a commission, should be addressing the January 6th Capitol attack, referring to the, quote, nonpartisan commission that's currently investigating. There's nothing nonpartisan about them, nothing.
I'm going to go out on a unique avenue on this. I don't think Congress should be investigating anything. Leave it to law enforcement. That's their job.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. Nope.
Yeah, finding out what happened and what crimes were committed and who did what, that's law enforcement's job. That's the legal profession's job. Mm-hmm. To do that. When we're talking about Congress, get your butts back to work and do the business of the people. Stop doing the business of your political parties. Because it's getting to the point now, well, it's well past the point now, I correct myself on that, that once the votes are cast, we don't see our politicians again until they're glad-handing during the next election cycle.
Yeah,
they don't do anything for the American people. They're constantly focused on special interest and factional politics so that they can cobble together just enough votes to get reelected so they can keep grafting and feeding off the public trough. Enough.
Now, a bunch of Republican state attorney generals, including our great Attorney General Ashley Moody here in Florida, are fighting back against the Biden agenda, exercising state sovereignty, imagine that, and nullification under the 10th Amendment. How about them apples?
Boy, where did we hear, where did we hear that you got to embrace nullification about, I don't know. Back in the Obama administration?
That's right.
I think it was right here during this segment of,
yep,
Captain's America. We've been screaming about nullification.
We said it.
States, we're the last line of defense is the states. And they have every right, because of their sovereign constitutions, to invoke nullification. And quite honestly, the precedent has already been set. The state of California, the city of Chicago, the city of New York, they've all claimed nullification because they won't cooperate with immigration law. The whole state of California has nullified federal immigration law by being a sanctuary state. And the federal government under the Obama administration accepted it. the federal government under the Biden administration has accepted it. They've set the precedent for nullification being effective by the states. So Texas, Florida, Missouri, and South Dakota, it's time to start invoking nullification whenever something isn't constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's an unfunded federal mandate, whenever something that isn't exclusive to the limited purview of federal government under the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
states should nullify it.
By the way, George just mentioned something here on the fly. He said the FBI didn't even mention Babbitt's name at the hearing.
Yeah, and they also didn't mention that of those actually detained by law enforcement on January 6th, there were no weapons found.
No. They did find some pipe bombs, though. That's rather alarming.
Yeah, and I'd love to find... See, but miraculously, they can pick up on facial recognition somebody from Oregon and send federal agents out there to pick him up. But they've got video of the guy walking around with pipe bomb bags. They just can't seem to figure out who that is.
Yeah. Now, we're running out of time, so I want to get a couple things in here. First of all, we know that people are just coming up here by literally the boatload, although they're not coming by boat, from Central and South America, and they're just coming, because they believe that Joe Biden is going to let them all in. They've heard that. They've been told that. Even where they're coming from, they've been told that. And then the Biden administration goes, oh, no, we haven't said that. Yes, they have. But here's the deal, and this is the other thing that's fueling it, and ain't nobody talking about it. Latin America is currently facing the worst recession they've had in over 200 years because of the COVID and all this other crap that's been going on.
Yeah, and so people are making a natural progression to a place where they think they can actually be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the nanny state. Mm-hmm. And by allowing these and accepting these people in at the border and giving them food, shelter, medical attention, and everything else, we are providing a nanny state for those people who couldn't get it in their own countries. We're not a nanny state. We're a free country where opportunity exists for those who actually come to play by the rules.
Yep.
But we're not supposed to be a nanny state. Democrats have turned our country into a nanny state, and we need to reverse that clock. When you reverse that clock, opportunity starts to rain again for everybody, regardless of their demographic or special interest group, as the Democrats like to divide us up into.
Yep.
You know?
And we're going to run out of time with this one, but the former Bill Clinton Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers has warned the U.S. now has the least responsible financial policy during the past 40 years under President Joe Biden.
No, of course, and it's going to get worse because the globalists are coming.
Yep. Well, Frank, thank you very much for sticking around a little bit extra time there, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Meantime, hang in there because we're coming back with a Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch in this final part of the program, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. As they do every day, bring you the last segment of the show. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can call them at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. All righty. Here he is, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback himself. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Some big upsets yesterday in the NCAA men's basketball.
Yes,
tournament.
There were. Go ahead.
Loyola from Illinois. General Chicago. Sister Mary upsets Illinois. So, 71-58, unbelievable.
And they wanted to leave her at home. I don't think so.
I don't think so. And then, how about Syracuse, right?
Yes,
11 seeded, 75-72 over West Virginia, as I predicted on the Sports Zone yesterday.
Go Cuse!
There you go.
I'll have to dig out my Syracuse shirt next weekend.
Come on, man. You got to find that. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then the biggest upset of the day was Oral Roberts.
Yep.
Seeded 15th, beat Florida. 81-78, went down to the wire. Captain won the game last night to watch. And,
yeah, but they were up by, what, 11 points or something like that with 3 minutes to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yep, they faded. They definitely faded. And that was pretty much your big upsets. Oregon State also, though, upset Oklahoma State. You know, that they were ranked seeded 12th against seeded 4th Oklahoma State. And then we're having basketball on Monday because of the COVID-19 situation. Captain, we'll have Oregon play Iowa 12-10 at 2:40. Oklahoma, Gonzaga. We're going to see if Gonzaga is going to, you know, run it all the way or not. And then the game I'm really looking forward to, though, is Abilene Christian University against UCLA. Can't believe they went this far, the 14th seed. And got to give them credit. And then also, don't forget Ohio. 13th seed playing good old Creighton at 6:10 tonight. And LSU in Michigan. But the big games, Captain, are tonight at 7:45 and 8:45 from people in the South. We got Florida State playing Colorado and Alabama playing Maryland.
All right, we got a couple things to talk about in the NFL. Sure. First of all, the Dolphins, yeah, your favorite team, released a former first-round pick, yeah, Isaiah Wilson, after he skipped practices and was hours late for physical exam. What the heck's going on there?
I have no clue. You know, they picked the guy off the free agency to give him a second chance, and obviously he really didn't want a second chance, or he thought he could get away with it, and they said, "We don't think so, friend. Good luck to you." So some of these guys, they don't know the position they're in, and even some guys who are at the top of the ladder think they can get away with things, and you break the law nowadays, you're not going to get away with it like you used to, okay, Deshaun Watson.
And then the second thing I want to mention is the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer is now complaining about NFL free agency. He said the process is awful.
It's awful, huh? Well, you could should have stayed in college then, huh? So, I mean, I don't understand that. You know, you didn't know what you were getting into? That's what it sounds like. A little different. Recruiting's a little different at the next level. Now, the guy goes from Florida.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money, not about the team, the money.
Yeah, it really
Although, let me retract something here. When it comes to the Bucks, a lot of guys are sticking with the Bucks this year and with Tom Brady as their quarterback because they believe in Tom Brady.
Well, here's what it comes down to. Where do you want to live, Captain? How much career do you think you have left? And, you know, you have to get the money when it's good. Now, how much is enough? If you can get $5 million going somewhere you don't want to, or you stay somewhere for $3 million.
And not pay income tax.
There you go. Okay, so when it's all said and done, what did you lose? You know? That's why it baffles me sometimes. Now, but sometimes it's a principle thing, too. I do a good job for you, and you want to pay me, you know, a minimum wage, practically, for what the NFL, and another team's willing to pay me more, and that could be another reason for me to leave. I can get that perspective also. So it just depends, but you're right. A few teams do have that synergy of working together and structuring their contracts so everybody can play together. It's difficult, though, with these salary caps nowadays.
Well, it got kind of interesting over the weekend in hockey. I believe the Lightning played two games. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. They're still playing well from last year. Team on the rise is the LA Kings. Their goaltender is very hot right now, and that's what it takes. You get into April, May, and June, it's going to come down to goaltender play.
Well, so the Blues beat the Sharks 2-1 in an overtime shootout, and let's see, the Flames beat the slumping Maple Leafs 4-3. JT Miller scored in overtime. The Canucks beat the Canadiens 3-2, and the Devils beat the Penguins 2-1.
Yeah, that was a good game, by the way. They always have a good rivalry, the Devils and the Penguins.
Now, let's talk a little bit about baseball before we have to go here. The Royals have given Salvador Perez a 4-year, $82 million contract. That's the richest in team history, the highest paid Kansas City Royal ever.
You know, that guy's been playing a lot of years there, Captain. They're paying him for what he's done, not what he's going to do. And that happens in baseball an awful lot if you look at this the structure of contracts and when people get paid. He's one heck of a catcher, and he's also a catcher that can hit the ball. He's a very big asset.
Yeah, and watch out for the Yankees, because guess who's on again this year? Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
He is on a tear lately.
He's on a tear. Spring training. And now, the Yankees are loaded, and we're going to see if they can make it happen. A lot of Yankee fans across the country, and we shall see if this is their year to make it happen.
All right. Cap, well, let's let you go. We'll talk to you on Friday. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow for lunch at Mission Barbecue.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Cap. Have a wonderful day.
All righty. And I want to tell everybody about this stem cell patch. Talked to you about it earlier, and here's more about them right now.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
You know, I've got one of the stem cell patches on my left foot, and last weekend was the first weekend that I didn't have my ankle swollen, my leg swollen. I didn't have any pain. It didn't bother me at all. Now, granted, I wasn't at a gun show. I wasn't doing a lot of meandering and stuff. I just did my normal activities, and I was fine. The weekend before, I had been at a gun show, and when I got back, my ankle and my leg were swollen like a freaking balloon. But that's just what happens, and even though I take the Aleve, it helps, but it takes a while for it to work, especially when I get back home and I take an extra dose of Aleve. So I had the patch on there all weekend, and nothing, I was okay. So as far as I know, that little patch is working. Give them a call. Find out more, 727-776-4552. Well, folks, got about 30 seconds to do this. Joe Biden sure looks confused. He looks dazed. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. The embarrassment that came out over the weekend with the video showing him on the tarmac getting off Air Force One. He was supposed to get on a helicopter. So all he had to do was get off the plane, walk over to the helicopter, maybe do a salute, shake a few hands. He walked away from the helicopter and didn't really know where to go. He started to walk away from the helicopter, and a Secret Service agent reached out and pointed him pushed him kind of in the right direction carefully, like put his hand on him. And Kamala came over and put her hand on the back and patted him and pointed to the helicopter. It was obvious Joe was confused and didn't know where to go. And all he could have done was got on a helicopter. That's all he could have done. Because there was nowhere else for him to go. There were no vehicles around. No, nothing. Wow. Holy smokes. All right. I will see you tonight on the Radio. By the way, tomorrow we'll be over at Mission Barbecue. Have lunch with the Captain on Tuesday. Stop by if you can, and yes, I will be there. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm, stay comfortable. See ya!
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.